I said, no, you can't play a ninja. This is an old West game, and they didn't have ninjas.
But the year is 1869, and there are historical records indicating there were ninjas.
In fucking Japan, not in the old West.
I'm Dave. I am the GM and co-designer of Tales of the Old West.
I am the other co-designer of Tales of the Old West, and my name is Matthew. I'm also playing in this actual play, Marion Freeman.
My name is Andrew. I play Nathaniel Hawcock.
I'm Tony. I'm playing Jimmy Harston.
Here we are. Tales of the Old West, New Mexico, Yonada Springs, episode 6. What can we remember from last time?
Bugger all.
So last time was when his old regiment came over the...
We better to go and find another old member of...
Yeah, so there were two lots of shenanigans going on with this. But I didn't like them very much. Because they're southerners. They said they were looking for some old...
The colonel
run off with your pay.
Yeah, that was a lie.
We're convinced that was a lie. There's not some rich old man somewhere that we can go and...
His name was Keith McCauley.
Was it Macaulay Keith?
He was.
Colonel Macaulay Keith.
That was the original colonel, wasn't it, I think?
That was the colonel of your unit before you were captured. Mm. And at the time of the Battle of Fort Pillow.
Fort Pillow.
The Battle of Fort Pillow. It's fine.
Two mouthfuls.
12th of April, 1864. Confederate attack on the fort, which was a victory, but in which they then... slaughtered the men of the 31st Infantry Regiment who were uniformly black soldiers.
Yes,
and they were killed.
So it was what they were really about were being on the run from
revenge.
Set of bounty hunters who were taking upon themselves to avenge the 31st.
And they
tried. Who, of course, I found a more sympathetic crew than your friends.
That's fair enough. Well, I wasn't exactly very warm to them either, because I wanted nothing to do with them.
Yeah, because you were trying to hide the fact that you're even a captain in the Confederate Army, weren't
you? Yeah, I wanted nothing to do with the past, no.
And I seem to remember we spent about 4 hours telling them to get out of town.
Yeah, indeed, and they didn't.
And then...
The vigilante mob did turn up in the end.
And we had to shoot out in the high street, didn't we?
Yeah, they were basically former soldiers of the 31st Infantry who had survived.
But
who were hunting down.
Yeah, they were, basically, And in the end, I suppose to make amends in some way is that I did end... I think I shot the last surviving...
So you had a confrontation with...
Yeah. To make amends, you shot the last of them.
Not the last of the 31st.
Well, you had a confrontation with your old colleagues.
I did, yes.
Which ended violently.
It did.
I don't remember whether they were killed or not. I think a couple of them were.
Well, I think... Because I think the soldiers in the first turn up when we... Because I met... I confronted my old comrades first, because you two were out of the town, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I stayed at the inn... what was the old inn? The house of real repute, shall we say.
What's it called? I don't remember the name of the place. It should be on the map that you have.
What map?
The Home Sweet Home is what it's called.
Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home Hotel.
That's
run
it.
By, which is basically a cheap whorehouse run by a mistress called Chastity Merriel.
Because that's where they first turned up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I went down there and basically with the back of the support of Matt and Tony told them to F off, to go away.
And told them to behave themselves because they weren't behaving very well.
Yeah. I told them to leave. I seem to remember then they decided, didn't they, waited, well, they basically hanged around, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I started having, I was basically having a shootout with them when Matt and Tony turned up.
They were trying to convince you to join them.
Yeah, but I refused.
Hunt for the colonel. Yeah. But actually, they just wanted extra gun hands to help when the vigilantes turned up.
I do remember it was a bit of a shootout, and the 31st turned up in the middle of the shootout, didn't they?
That rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so your comrades are not gone. People you need to worry about anymore. Yeah. The guys from the 31st decided, because of your actions, to let you live, even though they were going to kill you as well. Because, again, you were a member of...
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
You were not actually at Fort Pillow,
though,
were
you? I wasn't there.
And then they left.
Yeah.
On reasonably good terms with you. You're not buddies, but they're not going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not going to try to kill you.
Well, they know you work for me now, so that's kind of okay, isn't it?
Huh?
They know you work for me now, which is kind of personal justice.
This is true. You do have the senior.
The largest shareholder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think your actions saved your life. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if they were in any doubt, they would probably have killed you.
But then was it Rayburn?
Yep.
Did try to tell me off because I think he's getting annoyed at the fact I'm shooting people in the middle of the street.
We are ending up to have quite a lot of shootouts.
Gunfights.
Yeah.
Although, on the other hand of that, there's you have protected the town on more than one occasion as a result of doing that.
And the only person, previous to that, we had managed to pull a fast one on McGinn.
Yeah.
Who was trying to get Chisholm to influence the Spanish land rights.
Yeah, so there's a big issue about the Spanish land rights in the southern Rio Grande Valley, which is exactly where you are. McGinn was trying to make a deal with John Chisholm. John Chisholm isn't actually involved in the decision making, but he is the most powerful cattle baron in New Mexico, and obviously carries an awful lot of influence.
Yeah.
In that. So it was one of Chisholm's men, a guy called Cody Picker, who was taking the package back. You were going up to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Now you were going up to Albuquerque to sell your herd for the end of summer. And Picker went with you for just friends on the trail, safety in numbers. A couple of guys came along, Eugene Rayburn and a guy called Ardle Gilchrist. Turned out that they were tracking Picker because he had a message from McGinn for Chisholm. Pardon me. They were also had a couple of other people, Dimas Paquito from the Paquito family and a guy called Milagro Vicenta were also with them to try and track down and stop Picker taking his message to Chisholm. You had a very tense conversation over the campfire.
Yes, we did.
With you two, Cody Picker and Eugene Rayburn and Ardle Gilchrist. It might have been actually Dimas Paquito.
Because
Gilchrist and Rayburn went ahead to try and cut Picker off.
Yeah.
So, tense conversation. Guns weren't drawn, but it was close. Picker then decided just to leave. By the time you then arrived at Albuquerque, you did come across the dead bodies of Eugene Rayburn and Ardle Gilchrist with the dead horse that you recognise as Picker's horse. And the other two men who went on their own way haven't been seen since.
Yeah.
You made a deal with Chisholm. Chisholm sent you a letter.
I also ran into a gang at some point.
The Kyler gang.
The Kyler gang,
who've been causing trouble. And you managed to basically face them down and tell them to get them to go away, which is unlikely seeing you're outnumbered 4-1. But yeah, they chose not to force the issue at that point. So you did your business. You agreed to act as agents of interest for Chisholm in Yonada Springs. Chisholm is paying you some money. You should have a copy of the letter that you got from him somewhere in your papers. If not, it might be that one in front of Andy, maybe? That yellow...
No, it's the one they sent me. That's the one my comrade sent me.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm just looking at what you see, you know, the write-up, so I see.
You then returned to Yonada Springs, bringing the dead bodies with you of Rayburn and Gilchrist, and returning them to their families.
But by doing that interaction with Chisholm and making sure that McGinn didn't stitch up the Spanish land rights, we have done Rayburn a favour, haven't we?
Not so much Rayburn, because Rayburn isn't a cattle rancher, he's a silver a miner, but he hates the McGinns and considers himself to be the top man in town, so in a way, perhaps, but definitely Paquito, the Paquito family, Augustine Paquito, who's the matriarch of that family, we've definitely done them a favour in that sense.
Didn't we get a loan from her or something?
Yeah, on our horses, which I think we've paid back now that we've done the deal.
Yeah, I don't think you've got any outstanding debts with her.
Right, okay.
But yeah, so the autumn draws towards winter, but the mood in the town is still pretty sour. So the Rayburn family is still mourning for their dead son, Eugene, and their ranch hand, Ardal Gilchrist, who are both killed on the trail near Albuquerque. Their deaths are officially unexplained, but were put down to the actions of the notorious Kyler gang. You obviously might suspect differently, but haven't said anything. The Paquito family is similarly in mourning, but because their son Dimas and the family friend Milagro Vicenta are still both missing.
They're still missing, they haven't turned up yet.
Haven't been found, nope. The Siegbert family in town, who is a German family headed by a guy called Anker Siegbert. He lives there with his two daughters and his son. They're also trying to make expand their mining interests. They are still mourning the loss of their extended family. If you recall, you found on the trail a wagon that had been attacked, and there are a number of dead adults in it who were heading towards Yonada Springs. You found letters with the name Siegbert on it. They were extended family of Anker Siegbert. Everybody there was dead, except for there were two of Anker Siegbert's
children.
Nephews who disappeared. And nobody's seen.
And how old are they?
9 or 10, thereabouts. No one's seen hind hair of them ever since. Siegbert himself is angry with Rayburn because they're both competing for mining rights. Yeah. And he's made unsubstantiated claims that he thinks Rayburn was behind the attack on his family. He's not saying it openly, but there are just hints. And he's very, very angry. Also in town, Brody Goodish, who is the proprietor of the Sundown Saloon and the husband of the young Gronia McGinn.
Is she taking a shine to you, Matt, or something, or are you taking a shine to her?
I somewhat teasingly am very gentlemanly to both her and her mother.
I think there's a bit of flirting going on. Yeah. So she's 24, Brody Goodish is 45, former lawman, he's not a complete cripple, but has been wounded many years ago, which is why he stopped being a lawman. He's said to be ailing and hasn't been seen for a while. Talk being that he might die of his illness, and obviously when that happens, the Sundown will become a McGinn holding.
Enterprise.
Gronja is obviously a McGinn. But in all of this, Donal McGinn himself, the head of the family, and the rest of his family have been very quiet, not been saying very much at all. Also, nobody's heard very much about the Spanish land rights for some weeks, although they do need to be settled in the next month or two.
Right, so, is there an adventure then? Fine.
Is there anything you wish to do at the...
ranching.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to make a claim for some land for the the land grants to expand our ranch.
Let me remind myself, despite you dropping some hints about the Spanish land rights, we didn't make a claim.
You haven't made an official claim yet.
Yeah.
Chisholm did drop hints that, you know, if you wanted to make a claim.
In his letter, he basically said that the fact that we're being retained as Chisholm's representatives in Yonada Springs, that shouldn't in any way prevent us from making a claim if we wanted to.
So we should, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think we should, yes.
Should we do it in league with the Paquinto family?
You do receive a letter
who to Matt.
As soon as we start talking about this, a letter falls to the floor.
It's addressed to Mr. Harlesden and Mr. Freeman.
What does it say?
I'll get out
so,
of the room,
Mr. Harlesden, it says, as you will recall, I represent Mr. Chisholm of Roswell, and I hope this communication finds you hale and hearty. And this is from A.J. Stroud.
Stroud,
attorney at law.
So he's Chisholm's lawyer, basically.
Yeah. Mr. Chisholm wishes me to inform you that the actions in the issue of the Spanish land rights in the southern Rio Grande Valley are starting to move apace, and you should shortly expect a territorial surveyor, Mr. Samuel Crosby, to arrive in Jornada Springs. Well, naturally, Mr. Crosby is a territorial official and works for the New Mexico attorney, Mr. Thomas B. Catron. He is immediately acquainted with Mr. Chisholm's...
Intimately.
He is intimately acquainted with Mr. Chisholm's interests and is considered a friend of Mr. Chisholm. You will extend Mr. Crosby every courtesy and help him in whatever ways he may require. For your information, the land grants will now include the plains to the west of the Rio Grande as well as those to the east. And of course, this includes the one fordable crossing of the southern Rio Grande at Coyote's Gap, wishing you every fortune in your endeavours. Do we think that this letter means we are the first people in town to hear of this extension?
You haven't heard anything, any talk in town about it. No, not the point that you received the letter.
So, point out for us here on this handy-dandy map of Jornada Springs' wider environs exactly where that crossing is.
It is effectively directly west.
So it's
kind of where I put the cross. Mm-hmm. Is it directly west of Jornada Springs?
Right, and we're a bit south of, and west of Jornada Springs down here.
Yep.
So, I was, just as that letter was coming through the door, I was saying, should we...
put a bid in.
Should we put a bid in with the Pickensack?
So I think you can take a look at this map. This is what you understand the current holdings to be. And yeah, these aren't official holdings. These are more about...
Yeah, this is...
basically where people have plotted up and they've made it the, you know, possession is 9/10
of the law. At the very least, one would expect that this Spanish land grant would make this official. We should be...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should be putting out that bit there. The Pequinto, and this is what I fear, the Pequinto family are directly opposite Coyote's Gap.
So they'd be...
Whereas whoever holds Coyote's Gap effectively holds the gateway to all this land here, previously off the fucking map. So now, do we want to cooperate with Pequinto? Do we want to operate with Pequito and use this information as some form of bargaining chip? The McGinns will obviously be over this as soon as they heard, if they haven't heard already, but we may have a distinct advantage. Yeah. How? So if we want to make a land grant and we want to write it today, hypothetically, how does one make that appeal? Where does one... one sending it to the New Mexico Land Office, I'm guessing?
So you would send it to the office of Thomas B. Catron, the attorney, the New Mexico attorney, who is in Las Cruces to the south, or you would make it to the territorial surveyor when he arrives.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could do it directly to that guy that we're going to be... So where, but this, we're going to be helping anyway when he turns up.
Yeah. So that, so what, so let's have a look at that. So the lands are...
So,
how many miles is it, would that new plot be away from our?
Yeah, what is the scale, the hex scale?
So there should be a thing on there. Is it 5 miles or 2 miles to the hex?
Ah, yeah. It is 5 miles or 2 miles, one of those.
I recognise it's not the best reproduction. My printer is a little bit
it's fine.
Sticky these days.
So how many, what is the answer?
So, from us, that is then... 10, 20, 20, 22 miles from where we currently put the border of our land.
So what you have at the moment, in terms of all your holdings, are very, very small holdings for cattle ranching or horse ranching. For a substantial size, you would need a lot of land.
Uh-huh. It is 15 miles from the very edge of the Paquito land. And it is 5, 10, 20 and a bit, 20, 21, 22 miles from the McGinn land.
And if you basically took control of that land, include Coyote's Gap, I mean, could you then stop other people or charge a tariff for others to come across the river at that ford?
I'm sure we could.
Charge a tariff.
We would give people what's called an easement, which is for consideration every year. They could, I'm sure, use that. We wouldn't want to stop business.
Mm.
This is a time of money.
I think if you were given possession of Coyote's Gap, then that would give you control of access to...
Yeah, but I say...
Without going down to Las Cruces and crossing the river there, which is...
So if you ever wanted to take your herd towards the west, you would have to use that auger a long way out of your way to cross down there. So do we just want to put in a claim then that includes that, see how that goes? Well, you did mention whether we should cover it at the Paquito. So why would that?
Because they're nearer. Yeah.
I guess if their current plot is closer to that, it's anywhere, they might feel that there's a more natural,
extension of their lands
to go there.
Will probably already have written a claim that goes all the way to the river there. Mm. So we will, and they will think they deserve that. Even whatever they think about the other half of the river, they know nothing about what's on the other side. Well, they know what's on the other side. They know nothing about the right to that land on the other side coming up. But they will be, I'm sure, thinking they are the natural family that do it. And we've had a good relationship with them.
So we could go and have a word and say, look, here's a heads up. This is this is potentially, we've heard, being added to the grant. And we'll, assuming that you make a claim there, we'll not make a claim and we'll support your claim on the understanding that we would then have free access to that.
Yeah, could say that.
Or do we just make a claim on our own rights for that?
To make a claim on our own rights, we will piss them off.
Yes, we would do. And are we big enough at the moment to...
So do we team up with the Paquitos
as enemies as well as the yeah, it comes back to that conversation we're having at the beginning, which is yes, we support their claim. We take land. Ooh, how about a deal where we say to them, what if we were to claim the land on the other side of here?
So what do you mean by the other side of here?
Sorry? On the other side of Coach Gap.
Oh, to the west of Coyote Gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, although does that letter imply that the land to the west of Coyote Gap would also be included in the land grants?
Well, I mean, at the moment, I'm pretty sure they've drawn a map with a surveyor that goes up to the river.
That's what the letter said.
The land grant now says that the west is open, but nobody else knows that.
Yeah, I think we've said that we won't object to them making a claim to the gap to... the gap, but as long as they allow it, give us.
Well, hold on.
So, do we make a claim basically includes this area to the south and there, but also some of the land over this side? We talk to Paquitos and say, we'll support your claim to the land here to Coyote's Gap, but again, on the understanding that,
yeah,
as your chums, as your friends, we'll have access to that crossing
and give them the heads up that claim will be extended beyond the river. I'm sure they've drawn up a map for their claim. Or had it drawn up, but goes up to the river and stops there because that's all they thought they could claim.
Okay, yeah.
Shall we go and visit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
or maybe extend an invitation to Mrs. Paquito that she might come and visit us? Just to kind of on the home territory, as it were, slightly discomfort her.
Yes, although if we're proposing at all? Do we want to discomfort her? Or do we not actually want to make her feel comfortable about what we're proposing?
That's nice.
I'm just saying, on her home territory, she might say, oh, that's very, thank you very much for that news. It'll still cost you $100 a year to use Creator's Gap. Whereas over here, if she's surprised by the extra information we have, treating it like a card game, which obviously you know so well.
No, I see what you're saying, because it's more like us going there, kind of almost a bit begging, like, okay, we'll support you if you allow us to use that gap.
And also, just sort of as Mr. Chisholm's agents here, kind of.
A bit more. I can see it, yes, more like we, so.
We don't go running to other people.
It's more of equals then. Find her here, so, yeah.
Yep, that's fine.
Send one of the farmhands with a message to Mrs. Paquito saying, a very polite message, inviting her to tea. She returning her hospitality, because there have been many times that we have had tea at her house, I'm sure. I think that might be.
No, I think it is on
without our descending into the sort of shenanigans they get up to in the town of Steaming Rock, I've heard.
You'll never find a more. What is it?
Richard Hyde, scum villainy.
Pretending to be nice people.
So when they get tea, it's a cup of hemlock, is it?
Only a hemlock in the whiskey.
Tea.
We did have one of the scenarios where Pete had decided he wanted to kill one of his
compadres.
Because there issues I won't bore you with. So we gave him some hemlock whiskey because he knows that, you know, that I'm a bit evil. And then, like, 10 minutes later, he's like, shit, I don't want to kill him now.
He did survive.
Reasons, and he did survive,
So, this is our plan. We send a farmhand up to invite them down for tea. When they arrive, we don't tell them about the surveyor coming, I suggest.
Does it give a date?
Say that we have some advance information that the West is going to be opened. And obviously we're assuming their natural land is going to be there. We're going to be claiming a great chunk down towards Deming. And we would support their claim, not just to Coyote's Gap. And given that, and again, we'll make ourselves the interlocutors with Chisholm here, given that we have a good relationship with Mr. Chisholm now, I feel support, our two enterprises would make a very strong claim if they agree.
Huh? Okay, you're sending off one of your farmhands to go and deliver the invite. Okay.
His head is delivered.
It's a few miles into town. He's gone for most of the day. Comes back maybe with a little smell of whiskey on his breath.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he said. Yeah, he gave them the invite, and they didn't give an immediate response. But it was not. Yeah, it seemed welcomed. He did say that while he was in town, the reason I'm so late was Mr. Rayburn took me to one side, and he wanted me to pass the message to you.
Inviting us to tea.
Mr. Holcock saying.
Yes.
He'd be very grateful if the next time you're in town, you would
didn't shoot anybody.
Pay him a visit. if you could pay him a visit at your convenience, he'd be very grateful.
To be said, I'm thinking timing wise, you made vocal your opinion that the town should have a lawman. I'm guessing that we've not really bothered with the lawman because of the old. Cripple
at the sundown.
Maybe the fact that he seems to be getting a bit old and is fading away.
But he wasn't
according to rumours of that. Maybe he's thinking that maybe we should make something official. Maybe you should go and see him.
The town hasn't had a lawman. Hasn't had a sheriff.
No, but big enough.
Bush wasn't really a sheriff.
He's just there with a little bit of authority.
So he was a tough man. He's a tough man. He's not dead yet.
And somebody that people could go and talk to, and he'd probably, and a small town doesn't need a sheriff. But if there's a gunfight in the high street, every fucking week.
Every time we have a scenario.
Every time we go into town.
What are you looking at me for?
Are you saying my scenario is getting boring? Predictable. I quite enjoyed gunfight, so sorry.
Yeah, so do I. Well, that's the problem. Game. Yeah. That's the problem. So is Hawkeye. That's the problem, but never mind. Oh dear. You're sure he's not saying we.
I don't know, but I mean, he might be telling you
stop shooting.
You steer clear of the sheriff's position. He might tell you all sorts of other things, but I'm just.
So if you're asking your farmhand, he says Mr. Rayburn was very, very respectful and seemed in a very good mood. Well, not anymore. As good a mood as he gets at the moment, since he's obviously mourning for his son.
Actually, that's another thing. Have you two actually, better again, told me that you suspect who shot his son, or am I like everybody else thinking it's this gang?
No, I think we'd have told you about what happened.
Given that we've got the Kyler gang here, I will have told you that I'd met the Kyler gang.
Yes.
And who you assumed was the Kyler gang?
Face and Dan. Yeah. I'm
just saying, you know, the Rayburn's son. You had that trouble with Mr. Chisholm's agent.
Yeah.
And you stopped, and when you went...
I don't think I'd necessarily put you in a position where you had to lie to Mr. Rayburn, given that the town thinks it's the Kylers.
Yeah, yeah.
I could kind of back that up with my own encounter with the Kylers. Yeah, I'm sorry, right. I'm...
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I'm not your wife. I'm not going to tell you everything.
No.
Your wife is probably not telling you everything. But,
Not married, so... Well,
yeah, I know.
Yes. No, I'm just saying, would
you know. Yeah, no, I think I given I don't think no. but kind of for your protection, not to keep a secret from you, but just
I don't think
you need to know.
So he doesn't have to make a performing role when he lies. Damn you.
You wanna make me make a performing role? Who was it, Gotham again? Oh, it was the Kyler gang!
Definitely the Kyler gang.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make you make a performing role for him.
No, that's fair. No, that's what awesome. Well, do you want to do the chatting to Mrs. And I'll go and see him at the rate or
yeah.
Yeah?
I guess so, given that you're a Union Shell. this letter was addressed to Mr. Holger.
Yeah,
we would be sorry to lose you if you become a lawman, because you're frankly the best...
Animal handler you've got.
Animal handler we've got. You will still, of course, still have an interest in the. Is that enough dice? That's enough dice. No, it's not.
So, did you set a time and date for your dinner?
We probably suggested a time, quite soon, I think.
Yeah.
A day or two later.
The next day.
I mean, it must be getting quite late, isn't it, when he gets back in, I imagine?
Yeah, probably mid to late afternoon.
Yeah, so I must be won't go into town till tomorrow
morning.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, unless there's anything you wish to do of your evening.
Have I got my faith back now? I have, haven't I?
Yeah, so you'll restart with 4 faith at the beginning of the scenario. Yeah.
Excellent. Where have you put that down?
Where have I put that down on this card sheet?
It's in the back.
On the really easy to use, user friendly character sheet. Even the guy who designed it
doesn't know where it
finds it difficult.
It's not yet complete.
Okay, so are you heading into town the following
morning? Morning, yes, yeah.
Okay. You do get a message. You get a rider come up and saying that Mrs. Paquito will gladly accept your invitation, but begs a 24-hour postponement. I can't make it today, but tomorrow, late afternoon, if that's convenient for you.
Is it?
Probably not, but we're probably not going to argue about it at this point, are we? So,
can we turn for a shootout?
Should one of us just happen to be there and said we've got some news with some urgency? I mean, a whole day Loki boy might appear. He's coming down. Isn't he?
Pardon me.
So are you going in first thing in the morning then, Andy?
Yes, yeah. I don't know what he's doing, are you?
I think... I'm not sure how much difference of a day's... It depends what happens.
Is there a notary public that we could get something drawn up?
What's the deadline for the claims?
Yeah, well...
I mean, the deadline...
There isn't a deadline.
The deadline is passed. And Chisholm did say to you that the whole thing's been delayed. So... they're now going to make the decision early next year. And it's now sort of autumn, sort of like September, October time.
It's like one day is not going to make a difference. I think, again, we don't want to make it look like we're kind of panicking over this or desperate. Yeah, okay. So I would say we just say, yeah, that's fine. We wait that extra day. Till someone comes back saying, of course, that's absolutely fine. Jimmy. And we're welcome at your convenience.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Are either of you going into town with Hawcock, or are you working on the farm?
Well, I thought we should be working on the farm, but, you know, it's day out. Well, we haven't got the Paquitas coming today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got half a mind to ride over, check out this land over here.
What, check out the west of the Rio Grande?
Yeah.
If you wish, you can do that, yeah.
How long is that going to take me?
It's what, about 20 miles?
So 22 miles, I think.
To the crossing?
To the crossing, yeah.
You could get to the crossing and back in a day.
Cool.
You wouldn't be able to do much on the other side in the same day without camping. But
just take a look, because I'm thinking this would be a spending a ride in the country that would earn me a faith point.
Don't get killed by bandits.
Assuming you don't get killed by bandits. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, okay.
I'll bump into the car again.
I'll wander to town.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Right, so are you going alone, Matthew, or are you taking a hand with you?
Oh, God, I'll get bloody bit by a rattlesnake, won't I, or something. And then...
Or eaten by a cougar or whatever.
I have ridden alone in this neck of the woods for years in Red Dead Redemption, I'm sure.
It's entirely up to you. If you want to ride out on your own, that is entirely reasonable.
Well, funny enough, I was thinking that faith point thing kind of has to be an on your own thing. I wonder whether you should specify that as well, actually.
Spending time in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Enjoying the
nature, more than nature.
The wilderness, yeah. Okay, so yes, you can have a point of faith.
Cool, thank you.
As you ride out. You two guys get into town. Mm-hmm. So you're a few miles out of town, so it's, I don't know, maybe an hour's slow ride.
Yeah.
It's busy.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's quite busy. Yolanda Springs is growing a little bit. It's getting a little bit busier. I mean, it's still not very big at all, but it's getting bigger. You've got the map somewhere, just as reference.
Yeah. Has it got a church there yet?
Doesn't have a church house yet, no.
Got a graveyard.
Yeah, so as you ride in, so you're quite busy, you can see that it seems that a group of riders have come in from the north, as you're riding in from the south. One of them looks like a sheriff.
Oh, good.
Three or four men, maybe a deputy rather than actual full sheriff. Three or four men with him, and there's a few others who seem to have been kind of part of his group.
Does it a kind of a posse feeling to it?
It seems that a few of the other riders are probably travellers who have decided to ride into town with the sheriff and his men.
Right.
For safety.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. It's not. what are you worried about, possibly?
I haven't shot anybody for at least.
Are there any men here?
No men.
No women. Right. Yeah. But they're kind of arriving. They're in the sort of the centre. They're sort of dismounting and going about their business.
Okay.
Town's reasonably busy.
Okay.
So while you're, I'll leave you to go and see Rayburn, I'll probably just nip into the...
Home Sweet Home?
The trails, well...
On the Sundown?
I'll go to... Where's the...
Sundown's to the south, I think it's number two.
Yeah, so the... So I think I'll probably just pop into the Trails Hotel because that's just... That's yeah, close to Gardens.
For that one?
Gardens Trails.
I was banned.
You were invited to leave because you were saying nasty things about McGinn.
Yes.
Yeah, so at the Trails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Cody Picker and his partner, Mikael Kerman.
Okay, maybe I won't go
but
there.
If you remember, in the letter that Donald McGinn sent to Chisholm, he talked about dealing with a disloyal member of Chisholm's
yes.
gang. The implication being that that was Mikael Kerman who... McGinn killed, but Kerman's never been found, he disappeared.
Mm. So do I think we're not welcome in general in the Trails Hotel?
No, I think you're probably okay now. I mean, that was a while ago. So
okay, I'll just go in there.
And okay.
Quiet, yeah.
Okay,
you
then.
See Rayburn.
Mr. Rayburn then, yeah, okay, yeah. I shall ride up to his house.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell her the old house and...
Okay, yeah, the door's... He's knocking on the door.
The door, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few seconds wait, and then Rayburn himself opens the door.
Oh, good day, Mr. Rayburn.
Ah, Mr. Hawcock.
I haven't shot anybody, come
here. It wasn't me, I didn't do that.
It's good to know that you haven't shot anybody recently. Come have a, would you like some tea or an early whiskey?
Well, I'll have a whiskey with you. Very kind of you.
So he beckons to you to sit on
early
his...
whiskey. What is this concept?
I don't know.
So he beckons for you to sit on his stoop, which is like the little porch, which is overlooking the town square, the smelly pond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, smelly.
From there, this is where he often sits.
Right.
And kind enjoying of just, the just watches. Because from there, he's got a really good view of what's going on in the centre of town. One of his servants brings out some whiskey and.
I might just want to ask him how the baby's doing. You know, the one we.
The baby is hale and hearty. I'm very pleased
that's
to say.
Good.
Obviously, the Dean family have had a terrible, terrible tragedy recently, and their range is now obviously lying idle. The baby, as well, and. You know, between you and me, it's given my wife Nola another
which wife? Another wife. Which one of my wives you've got?
Nola, a fresh lease of life.
Oh, that's
I think
good.
Having the youthful energy of a young baby in the house is good.
Well, that's good.
Good for the soul. Good for the soul. Seeing our children are grown up, and obviously with the horrible gap left in our lives with the. With the murder
of your son, yes, yeah.
Even though my other sons, Scott and Brandon and Margaret, are still hale and hearty. Eugene.
Well, I'm sorry to hear of your loss.
That's very, very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, I know nothing.
Yes. Anyway.
Enough of small talk, though.
I've been talking to Augustine. Paquito and a few of the other people in town, and we are concerned about the increase in violence
since you arrived.
since you started running a game of Tales of the Old West in my town, it's gone from being a peaceful town. Paradise to a violent hellhole.
Shoot at every person.
And he's kind of giving you a look out the corner of his eye. He's sort of like sizing you up. And it's a situation that we can't wear. We can't allow this to continue.
Mm-hmm.
If Yonada Springs is going to become the thriving
town you wanted to
up and coming town of southern New Mexico, then we can't have people being gunned down in the street.
No, I can. Yeah. No, I won't laugh.
And there's been quite a lot of gunning down.
That is true. Yes. Yeah.
The cemetery is
getting a bit full these days.
Has started to blossom.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I lost a good friend. Your brother. I can't remember my brother's name. What was it?
It was Ben. Oh, Will, that's a good William.
Friend. Don't remember what his name was.
What's his name?
Wasn't didn't really like him that much, but apparently he's a good
friend. Yeah, it was a good, yeah, yeah, good friend. Yeah. I definitely was.
Yes, of course, I was there the day that poor young William was cruelly shot down.
Yeah.
How is Jimmy?
He's doing well. He's here, yes. He's, I think he rode into town with me. I think he's having a few hours off, so it's, you know.
Yeah. Hard work on the ranch.
It is, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, we've heard tale of things that you've been heard to say, and we've seen your willingness, shall we say, to use the iron and to stand up for
what
might be right. And we feel this town needs a sheriff, needs a man who can bring some law and order to the streets, who won't take any shit from drunken cowhands or fools who come in from out of town to cause trouble.
Right.
And we can't make it official, obviously we're a tiny town, we can't have an election or anything. But we were wondering whether you would be willing to take on a part-time position, and use some of your strength and some of your resilience and fortitude to bring a bit of peace to the streets of Granada Springs.
Well, of course, I am honoured.
Say what I've.
Obviously, we'd only seek to make this kind of offer to a man who we felt was honourable and had the best interest of the town and the.
Well, yeah, the
families who make this town what it is at heart.
I've always strove to be a good man. Maybe not. It hasn't always worked out, but yeah, I've always tried to do the right thing. What's character arc? Oh, yes. Redemption, yes. I've always, since certain actions in my past, I've always strove to be a better man. And, are you thinking of anybody else, or is you just...
I haven't spoken to any other people. I mean, there is a sour mood in the town. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Eugene's death and that of Ardal has hit very close to home. Mm. The Siegbert family, whose extended family were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's talk of the Kyla gang.
So I heard.
And obviously, you know, the Comanche, they're not.
No,
they haven't gone. They're still out there on the plains somewhere.
Of course.
Currently riding round and round, Mr. Freeman. No.
shooting arrows.
And you know, we need someone to pull the town together from a law and order point of view.
Well, just to say, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. And how long would I have to give you? How long would you wait? What would be the time span you would want?
When would you need to know?
Need to know. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
We would like an answer as soon as possible. I mean, if you felt able to answer right now, that would be most agreeable.
The other thing you need to say is, how much?
Well, there is
he's
that.
Going to that.
Yes, yeah. He's going to, yeah.
So we will offer you, what's the right word? A retainer.
A retainer, yeah.
$75 or $25 a month. $75 a season. And as I said, we wouldn't be expecting you to be a full-time sheriff. We're not.
Mm.
We're a small town, but we need a man who we can look up to and who can help get things done.
But we couldn't find one of those, so we're <you. laughs>
My conscience here.
So $25 a season for... So
that's a month, is it, or a year?
A season is 3 months. Three months. $25 a month, $75 a season.
That's right.
To be available. I mean, obviously, it would be good if you were in town
more
often
than not.
Just to show your face and
mm-hmm.
so everyone understands that you are
keeping an eye on things.
You are the face of law and order in this town. But otherwise, we would not expect you to entirely neglect your current business. And then in time, once the town is bigger, we can build a proper sheriff's office and a gallows and the other things that we would need. We would then perhaps want to offer you the job full time.
If I was still
there. Would have to be an election then, obviously, I'm sure.
There would have to be something, but it might not be an election.
I'm not there.
So you're not there, I know you're not there.
But if you were... I'm with the hole in my heart where my son used to reside, leaking day by day, I need this town to feel more safe and secure.
Sounds like you need a doctor.
And so,
sounds like you need open heart surgery.
There's a good doctor in Steaming Rock.
Is there?
Yeah, he'd want this town to fall into
his,
that.
His patients never complain afterwards, anyway. Yes. Brody Anaheim doctor. No complaints ever. We would appreciate an answer as swiftly as
possible, you're able to make it,
yes.
Okay, one question. I see there is actually a deputy. Which tavern was he by when he rode in?
It's Trails, actually. Yes, Trails. Because the Trails is the one that's kind of you're on the square. To the left of you is the pond, and then the ridge that goes up.
Pond.
To the right of you is where the Trails Hotel is.
There's the Trails Hotel.
And the post house.
Sorry, yeah, right, okay. Well, what bit, are they just in here by chance, or is...
I didn't even know we had a sheriff riding into town, so...
Well, I think it was just a deputy, I think.
Okay, well, nothing to do with me. You must be here on some other business.
Okay, curious.
If you want to shake on it now, he pulls out of his pocket a badge and flicks it onto the table where it clatters and spins and slowly settles. And it's
I most probably put my finger
on it. A lovely gold badge with sheriff and a big star on it. if we could agree now, then we'd start paying you from this very moment, Mr. Hawk.
And as long as you understand now.
Fix it over. Sheriff.
As long as you understand, there will be times that I will be out on the ranch for now, some points the ranch is
range. Completely understand that. That is why
we
are paying you a lot less than a full-time sheriff would get.
And if I did have to deputise people, would I be a free hand if I felt I needed extra help? I mean, let's say there was... I mean, last time, unfortunately, when there was the mess...
I think as long as you made the right choice in the persons in whom you placed your trust, then...
Attempted child murder, shall I say.
Well, I'd like to also point out that the families who are contributing to the fund to pay your wages, the McGinns aren't part of that group.
So you mean that would seemingly piss them off?
Well, I don't care whether they're pissed off or not. I would just to say that you owe no obligation to the McGinns other than...
As long as you accept.
Other than, obligation. You owe no obligation to the McGinns other than you would to any...
No, citizen. Okay, then. I shall want
He reaches over and says, takes the badge off you and says, well, welcome. And he pins it onto you. Welcome, Sheriff Hawcock. Slaps you on the shoulder.
And I fall.
Cheers.
Cheers. And I fall for the...
He says, don't drink that one. That's the hemlock one.
Yeah, that was one that if you said the sound.
Okay.
And he looks very, he looks very pleased with himself.
Very relieved, more relieved, rather.
Yeah. Yeah, so Tone.
Yeah.
You just what, having a bit of breakfast or something? Or
Kind of whiskey.
Okay, you sort of settle in the Trails. I mean, it's not the biggest place, so sort of like the reception area and that is all open to where the bar and the dining room is. And as you're getting yourself whatever it is you're having to drink, quite a few people come in. And these are some of those riders that you saw outside riding up. And they're coming up to the reception.
And you know, one of them says, you can hear him say, "Good day, madam. I'd like a room. My name's Crosby." and then you know this deputy is there as well. He's there with a couple of his men. Kind of, this is all kind of happening at the same time. And he says, "Yeah, good day. I'm Deputy Rufus Malcolm from Fort Craig. Can you point me in the direction of the Rayburn and the Paquito households, please?" And the woman behind the reception says, "Oh yeah, Mr. Rayburn, he lives straight out here, 50 yards just across the square, you can't miss him. The Paquito family, they have a house up on the ridge next to the Blessing Saloon. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?" And he, you know, a very businesslike, and he says, "No, thank you, ma'am." And he turns on his heel and marches straight out.
So, hold on, let me just capture this. I'm not here.
No, you're not there.
But, so, two people with badges walked in. A sheriff booked a room, and a deputy asked for directions and went away.
No, the first one wasn't a sheriff. The first one was just a normal person wearing a suit, just like a shabby suit that's all dusty from the trail, and said, you know, asked for a room and said his name was Mr. Crosby. He's got a couple of people with him as well, and he's then kind of shown upstairs to a couple of rooms. And then, say, the sheriff, or the deputy, with a couple of guys, having asked where Rayburn and Paquito live, has left quite immediately. And as you're coming back across, mm-hmm. you can see this deputy and a couple of men mm-hmm. come out of the trails.
Yeah.
You can see them look around a bit, and they obviously look past you.
Yeah.
And then they walk purposefully in your direction. They go past you. Mr. Wilcock, you're under arrest for being a total shit.
Given that you're wearing a badge now, there should probably be some acknowledgement between
you.
I think he tips his hat mm-hmm. to you as you walk past, but otherwise makes no move to stop or talk to you.
As sheriff, maybe it could be, you know, within your remit to ask what his business is as an officer of the law in your town.
There's a voice 40 miles away.
Well, maybe at the moment I'm just slowly sinking in the...
So how long have you been sheriff?
Fuck me, I'm sheriff.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
8 or 9 seconds.
Maybe I'm just thinking, fuck, well, okay. I'm, yeah, still thinking, yeah.
Bit shell-shocked.
Not sure. Amused, I'd say. Yeah. Actually, amused, actually.
Amused. Or
bemused. Or both, yeah. No, I walk. Yeah, I suppose it's a bit of mischief walking to where he's having his breakfast. Just to catch his your reaction, that's all, boss.
So he's got a big, very nice,
about the badge.
Brand new, shiny gold cherry badge.
Yeah, so, what did Raven want to talk to you about?
I don't know. No. Nothing much.
Okay.
Nothing at all. I just made
a mighty shiny badge.
Yeah, it is a mighty shiny badge, isn't it? Maybe I should put it in the lapel underneath the jacket.
No, that's kind of not the point, is it?
No.
Yeah, it's sneaking around going, and then like, when the cries begin, you go, ha, it's me, the sheriff.
I'm the sheriff, but don't tell anyone. In case I have to do any work.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Can I interest you in some law enforcement?
Don't call me Dread.
I said, well, maybe I. Seems like congratulations are in order then.
We shall see.
Maybe this town, maybe that's what the town needs.
Maybe I'll
have a whiskey.
Have a brandy. Another one, okay.
Yeah, drunk on duty already.
It really is.
So, I bet you watch the stairs and Crosby comes down.
Yeah.
I'll say, I'll just tell you. This other deputy came in with...
I saw him, yes.
Mr. Crosby, I'm assuming is this...
the surveyor that
we're expecting.
And what, did you hear what the deputy wanted?
Nope, he came in, booked a room and went straight out before...
So the deputy didn't book a room?
Oh, didn't he? Yeah. No. So he came in there, he just came in and went straight back out again.
Hear him say, where do
you... Oh, yeah, he was asking for the Rayburn and the Paquito households. is it?
Okay. Could I have a... What kind of role would I need to make myself think it's supposed to be about the deaths of the Bakuto? Maybe it's about the deaths at Rayburn's son?
I'm not going to make you make a role about that, but you can spec that if you want.
Yes.
I said no.
Tales of the Old West is brought to you by Effect. The music is Old West Game by Stu Venable, used with kind permission of the Angry Folk Media Empire.
It's just like the last game.
Always have to play on.
It's